Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome, welcome. We got a powerful show for you today. And let me tell you why this show is powerful. First of all, I get to hang out with friends and colleagues in the show today. And we're going to be talking about money. Money is an energy game, but we're not just going to talk about it with two people that decided to write a book about it. For those of you out there, you know both of these people. You certainly know Margaret Donahue as well as Madeline Gerwick. And if you know anything about them, you're going to know one thing. This is one of these cut to the chase. We're going to talk about money, and we're going to talk about it in a way that represents the exact energy and time we're living in now. And here's why I want to say this. When people sit down to write a book, they don't write a book like last week and then like they're on the show. This is sometimes it takes years, but the universe is so smart that what happens with this is that the book gets delivered at exactly the perfect time so that the millions of people out there that are pondering what the heck is happening with me and my relationship with money get a tool. Now, here's what I want to say. Couple things. One, Feng Shui consultant. That's, we're talking about Margaret. We're talking about somebody that is a personal empowerment coach, a speaker, an author, MBA from Boston University. I ended up like one semester there and I just couldn't cut it. So that was the end of that. But somebody who absolutely understands that there are connections and energies of this. And you're going to hear about this as we go on. Sitting here, co-author of the book I have in my hand. It is an encyclopedia, but it's more than that. Madeline Gerwick. Madeline, let me tell you about Madeline for a minute. Madeline, back in the day, was a pioneer in talking about good timing and talking about many things. But I will never, ever forget this. And I remember this like it was yesterday. When Madeline did a show, and basically said to the world, buy gold. Now, she probably didn't say it that way, but I remember it that way. And when nobody was looking at that conversation. So I'm talking with these two women who were not just pioneers, but they were game changers in the conversation about money, attraction, timing, energy, and energetic space without time. That's what today's show is about. But for those of us that need to have a blueprint, this is what we're talking about today. I want to welcome both of you to the show. It's great to have you here.
We're delighted to be here.
So Madeline, are you surprised that I even remember that show? I remember that was like yesterday.
Yes.
Madeline's like, does she ever listen to my shows? Yes. And there are some people that paid attention to that and are looking right now and saying, thank you. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Look, this book for me, everything about it, Peg, Madeline, everything about it. When I went to a page in this book, right, to get ready for this show, I realized there are some things that we have to do energetically to take care of our space on the outside in. And what I want to ask each of you is this question that I've been asking people for a long time. This is a labor of love, but it's brilliant in so many ways. I want to ask each of you this question. As you were writing this, I want to know what challenges each of you had to overcome to bring you here, and how did writing this book change you? Madeline first.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but many years ago, I ended up on welfare with a disabled child. And so from coming from that space, shall we say, to where I am now in a very prosperous situation is was quite a journey. It wasn't quick, because I had to learn a number of things along the way. And I had to refocus my energy from being in stress and what I would call constant chaos to being happy and joyful as the majority of my time. And that process takes time, because your body is always making chemicals related to whatever your thought processes are, right? So you're always making more and more stress chemicals or more and more chaos chemicals whenever you're in that mode. And so you have a lot of chemical receptors for those chemicals, which tends to reinforce that situation. So I had to refocus myself on choosing to focus on doing joyful things, having a more tolerant perspective, perhaps, and refocusing my energy so that my natural energy was related to joy and happiness instead. And of course, as you do that, and it takes time because you have to change all those chemical receptors, right? But as you do that, everything kind of switches over gradually. And so, and Peg and I, of course, along the way discovered a number of different factors that impact money. And that was part of the process. And that's why, remember, I left at the end of 2012 or beginning of 2013. And then we thought we'd be done in a year, and it took us 7 years, you know, so, and it was a process for us to go through as well. So.
You know, and the result is what you put together really is a masterpiece for people. And we're going to talk about that throughout the show, why I think that is.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it really is. And it's a masterpiece for the times we're living in today. Yeah. That's what I think is so genius. Peg, how about you?
Well, it's interesting that Madeline brought up time, because time has always been my challenge as well, because I have a lot of interests. And so my challenge is fitting all those into the time we have. So it's all about energy. So one of the things I have learned, or I have taught myself, is to expand time, to do an exercise that, you know, every day that says, okay, I'm going to expand time to fit in everything that I want to do today. So that's one aspect that, I worked on during this period. Also, during this period, I gave up a job that I liked, but it took a lot of time and it had a low financial payoff. I was teaching college online. And for a bit, I was doing it 60 hours a week. And I just knew that 60 hours a week on the computer was not healthy for me. And so I gave that up. But I also gave it up at a time when my daughter was in college and we were paying college bills. And so I just knew that somehow it would work out. And it did. We wrote a letter to the college just explaining it. She was in her senior year, but I didn't have that particular job anymore. I was going back and doing my consulting practice. And they wrote us a beautiful letter back and said, don't worry about it. She is going to finish. And, you know, they looked at her financial package and it all came together wonderfully. And so that reinforced for me trust, to always trust. And we write about this in the book, to trust and not to be in faith, not fear over things, knowing that they will always work out, particularly when you are going forward with in earnest with your best foot forward. and doing good work and knowing that the right thing is going to happen.
Well, so, you know, I love what you're talking about. Please continue, because I want to get back to you on the trust thing.
Well, trust is huge. And roll back 20 years, actually 21 years for me. I left a very lucrative corporate career. I had been at one company for 21 years, and my time there, I knew it was the right time to leave. So I left. My plan was to take 6 months off. I was a breadwinner. I was a full-time worker. My husband was a full-time dad, and I left my job with the idea of I'd take 6 months off and get another job. Well, I took 6 months off, but now that 6 months has turned into 21 years because I switched my careers, and I had been learning about feng shui prior to leaving my corporate position. I was just intrigued with it, but I decided to delve into it full time, and I became a feng shui practitioner. I earned 3 professional certificates. I started a school. I had a school for 7 years. I also collaborated with other energy workers. I was telling Madeline yesterday that during those years, I had my consulting company, but also 3 collaborations. I was collaborating with Madeline on work and energy, and also 2 other practitioners. And it was all just a lot of fun. It never felt like work as the corporate position did, because when you're doing activities that you love, earning a living, doing something that you love, it's easy. It really is. And so that's one of the things we encourage people to do their work and joy. Pick careers or pick jobs that really you want to do, and know that things will work out.
Yeah. Well, look at us. Just look at us. Former corporate people, corporate executives. I did online teaching for a local university for about a year. And I thought to myself, I can make more money working in retail.
This is true. It's like community service.
I'm like, I used to talk to these people and say, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? But here we are because we've learned from this, right?
Yes.
This is where we are. We've learned. I got to tell you, I read the book last week, and then I ended up cleaning my office, rearranging it, and changing it around.
Awesome.
I now know after reading it again that I probably have to change it again because I don't think my desk is in the right place. But the energy of that shifted. I want to talk about, and I'm going to skip the break, Jamie and Benny. Madeline.
Yeah. Okay.
I love, and I know this about you both, and I have been waiting to speak with you. The science behind money.
Yes, it's such a big deal. Such
and it's so deal. True.
Yeah.
It's a truth. So I almost want to say the truth about the science behind money, because you've got to bring this conversation to the table so people can start to change now. Madeline, I knew that someday you would bring this in the conversation. Give me the Einstein version of this.
Well, a long time ago, the very first thing that happened to me was that I was in a Greg Braden in a seminar, and he's talking about time and how it has the depth of time, right? And he's saying, hey, it's not just past, present, and future. There's a depth to it, right? And you have every possible outcome that could be available already exists in the depth of time. And all you're doing is you're pulling in the one that you're focused on, the one that you think about the most, the outcome you think about the most, talk about the most, etc., feel the most, is the one that you're creating, that you're manifesting in physical reality. So shortly after that, I then discovered, Bruce Lipton, right, came out with how you transfer from a thought to a chemical to what happens in your body, right, at the cellular level, right? And then Lynn McTaggart did the power of intention, or the power of eight. No, the intention experiment. Power of eight, right?
Yeah.
And then Barbara Fredrickson did the positivity. And, you know, we needed three times more positive thoughts than negative ones to switch everything around to being on a positive focus there. And all these different people came out with essentially what is quantum physics. This was all quantum physics. It was all based on the fact that it didn't matter what all the possibilities were. It was the one you expected that got created. And that was essentially the whole nutshell, right, of quantum physics. And that was talked about in The Secret, right? That was there in The Secret. You know, there's all these different balls, and the which one you get is the one that you're expecting, right? So on.
Yeah.
And so the idea has been out there for quite a while, and the concept of the law of attraction has been out there. But everybody goes, oh, that doesn't work. And guess what? It doesn't work when you have that thought.
But actually, I want to interject here, because that is the law of attraction in action. It is working. They don't believe it's working, and they get the result of that. So that is working.
Yeah. I'm so glad you brought that up, because I remember going through this period of time where I interviewed all the people from the Secret and so forth. And then there were some other people that came out and said, blah, 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 the law of attraction's not working. Law of attraction's not working. But it depends on who you talked with.
That's right. It's always working.
Yeah. It's always working. Yeah.
It worked for the people that were in the movie and wrote the book. It worked for them. They applied their own thing. But when it comes to money and what you have behind this, there is such an interesting way that dots get connected. And there we are, that thing that we expected, that we thought we were getting, that we believe we were getting, that we trusted we were getting, boom, it's there. Even if you didn't want that thing.
That's exactly right.
Exactly right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so the science was always there. The quantum physics was always there. We just didn't really understand it in the way that it really applied to creating money or anything else, you see. And so it was a big deal.
And you both have been doing this for a while. I mean, you know, Peg, you are talking about this from a feng shui energy perspective,
right?
And what you're talking about, you know,
right?
We're talking about prosperity points of your house. Like I'm going to apologize in advance for this, Peg, but like the corner of your house, the prosperity corner, you might not want to put your garbage can.
Right. That's exactly it. Or if you put it there, empty it regularly. Don't let it fill up. Just empty it regularly. And you might have a beautiful trash can there, you know, something that's very elegant. And so there are ways to work with it. But since you brought up the wealth corner or the prosperity corner, it's the back left corner of your house, your office, from when you know, come in the door, and you can come into a room on the left, the center, or the right. So if you just reach out to that rear corner on the left, that's what we call the prosperity corner.
Okay, let me ask you about this. Right in the middle of your conversation and your sentence, when you walk into a room, can I ask you about this? Because this is important, Madeline. We're going to really get into the science and get into the book, because you too did not leave anything out. I mean, this is my third read of the book, and I do not have enough post-it notes to kind of fix where I am right now. So I might have to hire you. As a matter of fact, I know I have to hire you.
Yeah, it is a hefty book. We tried to make it easy to read.
It's easy, though.
Yeah.
So is it when you come into a room, or is it when you come into a house? People are confused about this. But the reason I'm asking you is you can walk into a place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can feel something.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And so it's both. And actually with feng shui, it's all about the land and the energy of the land. So it goes from large area to small area. So it is your land or your yard, your lot. Then it's your house. So it's the back left of your yard, the back left of your house, and also every room in your house. And you can also lay what we call the bagua, the symbolic map of life issues. You can lay it on your desk. So it's the back left corner of your desk as well. That far corner, the corner that's furthest away from there, as you're sitting at your desk. And what's amazing about a desk is typically you sit at a desk at, say, in the center. Well, when we place the life issues map over at the bagua, you're sitting at your career area. So isn't that appropriate? Yeah. And then that corner on the left, the far corner on the left, that's about prosperity. The corner on the right is about partnerships with others. The front corner on the left, the corner closest to you, that's about knowing yourself at a deep level, knowledge and wisdom. And the corner on the right is what we call helpful people and travel.
Mm. And that's so what I the helpful like flowers.
And then the helpful people corner goes hand in hand with prosperity. It's almost like shaking hands, you know, on the diagonal, because you need helpful people in order to cultivate awesome prosperity.
The reason I'm talking about this, I want people to get the full depth and breadth of what you have in here, because we're going to begin to start to talk about some principles that are so beautifully and well done. And boy, I got to tell you, there's not enough time in this show to do this, and I'm going to invite you back.
We would love to.
Oh, great.
Here's the thing. I said to Linda, who's going back to Jersey, I moved into a new place a couple months ago, very unexpected, in the middle of COVID. I have two new knees, but the universe took care of me. This place, and I'm working remotely from my home today because I had a 6 a.m. call. Yeah, right. And so when we organized the room behind me, I said to Linda, we got to move some stuff around. In my left corner, which I don't know if you can see it as it shows up as the right or left. I don't know how it shows up in Zoom, but it is my left corner.
Well, what's showing up for me is there's one lamp on the left and two on the right.
Right. But you can't see them all. But back in the left of that room, because I'm sitting in the dining room, that is my sanctuary cabinet. The glass cabinet.
Yes, I see the glass cabinet.
Can you see
it? That's beautiful.
Isis, you name it. And I don't know enough about this, but this leads me to my next point, and I want to get to both of you. Now I have an excuse to say to Linda, we must paint the shed that is in the left corner of the back door, and that thing needs to be cleaned out immediately.
There you go.
That would be helpful.
Yes. That would be amazing.
I love that you both not only are a lot of books I get talk about remove blockages, talk about, but boy, what you've done in here, including EFNH, tapping. I want to ask you, Madeline, from your perspective, you, I think, are the queen of blockages for as long as I've known you. Gosh, it's got to be close to 15 years. I've been doing this 18. Peg, from your perspective, you can look at a room and say, move that lamp today, and many other things.
Mm. Well, I will ask first, tell me about that lamp.
Yes, I will tell you about it. I have to tell you, everything I own has a meaning to me. Yes. I got rid of everything that doesn't.
Well, but we get attached to all of our possessions. Your emotions go into them.
Oh, my gosh. I want to tackle this when we come back from break. I'm going to make a statement. And Madeline, I know you're going to school me on it. The degree of blockages we have, either known, unknown, conscious or unconscious, will be the degree by which we will not manifest the things we really want in life. I'm not going to answer it. When we come back, I want you to get to know my very special guest, the author of a fantastic book. I want you to get to know them. And I want you to think about what I'm saying, because if what I'm saying is true, Money is an Energy Game, a 300-page book on this. Do these women, these amazing people in the world of manifestation, Well, they have a solution for all of us today. Let's take a short break. Benny, Jamie, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you how to get a copy of your book. I'm going to have them back, maybe even on my Power Up show. And when we come back, get ready to manifest magnificently. Thanks to Madeline and Peg. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As we connect you with your crossed-over loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country, and it's just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, MaryJaneMack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
I thought, Benny, you would be playing me a little Pink Floyd, but I'll take that.
There's a bunch of money songs out there. You should have told me that beforehand.
There's a bunch of money songs out there. Right. I love the money songs. Welcome back, everyone. I want to talk about this book, Money is an Energy Game. I have two amazing women on the show today. I want you to meet them. I want you to know about them. And I want you to understand the power of this book today. Let me introduce you to my guests.
Hi, I'm Madeline Gerwick with Polaris Business Guides. And I'm a business astrologer, economic astrologer, personal astrologer. I write the Good Timing Guide every year and to help people know good days and times to do important activities.
And I'm Peg Donahue of Feng Shui Connections. I'm a Feng Shui practitioner. I'm also an energy healer and clearer. I do personal clearings. I do emotional freedom and healing releases. I do space clearings. And I also do coaching on all sorts of topics. And you can find our book on its own website, www.moneyisanenergygame.com. You can get it in print version, or you can also get it in the Kindle version. And as a bonus, if you're not sure about the book yet, you can sign up for our newsletter list and download the first chapter for free. Yep.
Yep. And Madeline, you can tell people how they get the Good Timing Guide too, because it's in the book.
Yes. Yeah. The Good Timing Guide is at PolarisBusinessGuides.com. And Polaris is the North Star, right? It's P-O-L-A-R-I-S, business spelled regular, guides with an S on it.com.
Thank you both. And I want to get the word out about this book, because I talk to a lot of people. I mentor young women. I mentor women in addiction and recovery. And inevitably, every conversation we have is around faith and trust and the power of your belief. I made a statement before the break, because this is what I've discovered in my own life. The degree by which I carry blockages, whether they are undetected subconscious or conscious ones, the degree by which I carry them will equate to the degree by which A, I will get more of them, or B, not really get what I want. And that really talks to what you have in the book and the pathway and the blueprint that you provide to get us to be, as you said, Madeline, before, I am now a prosperous woman, Peg. I want to ask each of you.
Well, it's such a big deal. Your beliefs are gigantic in terms of
huge,
how much you can prosper, are willing to prosper, believe you can prosper. Most of the time we've been trained or programmed, if you want to look at it that way, to believe certain things that our parents taught us. And they're usually tapes that run in the back of our mind and we've forgotten about them, right? And so you can tell pretty much how prosperous you are just by looking at your bank account. And you can pretty much figure from that how your beliefs are impacting you. Because if your bank account isn't big, then you know that somehow there's something going on. Because the universe actually gives us the opportunity to basically write our own paycheck. And we're all basically bringing in the amount of money that we think we deserve or want, et cetera, or have the ability to earn. And so a lot of it is based on how much, what we believe about our skills and ability, what we believe about ourselves deserving something, what we believe about money and life in general. Now, Peg has done a great release for the book. It's an emotional freedom and healing release, which uses acupuncture tapping, or acupressure tapping, I should say, and words of intention and deep breathing. And it's highly effective. It's actually, I find it way more effective than EFT. Mm-hmm. And so that is something that comes with the book. And just as an aside, Polaris sells that separately for $25. So it's like you get a free book, yep, with the release, or a free release with the book. And when I first started doing that, I mean, I noticed that right away I had a lot more prosperity and could manifest a lot quicker as soon as I did it. But also I noticed that after a certain period of time, I would come up against another roadblock, or I would come up against some bump in the road, so to speak. And that's when I would need to do it again. And this happened repeatedly over years. But at some point, I had done it enough that I was no longer afraid of not having enough. And that's what happens over time when you do that release.
And I think many people struggle with, what are my beliefs? They don't really recognize them. So one way to recognize them is to listen to your self-talk, pay attention to your self-talk, listen to the stories you tell other people, and listen to gossip that you might repeat, or beliefs from your parents or your grandparents. Really pay attention to those, but to tune in to what it is you really want. Now, what I'm finding these days is, more times than not, I'm hearing from people, I don't know what I want. And it always starts off with, I'll start off with, well, what would you like? And they'll have a series of statements. Well, I don't want this, or I don't want that. And I'll listen and go on. I say, okay, well, what would you like? Well, I just told you what I would like. I said, no, you told me what you don't want. And then it's like, oh, I said, so you're going to keep getting more of whatever it is you're out there expressing. So that if you are out there expressing with, you know, I don't want, I don't like my job, or, you know, I'm struggling in this relationship, or, and I never have enough money, it's a struggle to pay my bills, you're going to keep getting more of that. And so the trick is to turn that around, gently turn it around to what it is you do want. And then many people will say, well, but that's not realistic. It's never going to happen. And again, okay, so that's a belief right there that it won't happen. So, you know, just by poking very gently at your statements and beliefs. And many people also, well, we all do, I guess, have a money ceiling. Right. It is the amount, the highest amount of money, you know, that you'll allow yourself to have.
Yeah.
And it's your expectation. It's your belief about how much you can have.
Yeah.
And so experiment with raising that money ceiling. Get comfortable with raising that money ceiling. Get comfortable with having more money and spending more money. Use your money to do good with other people. You know, you don't have to be out there buying things or, you know, whatever, but you can use it to help other people out. There are many, many ways to work with that. So the emotional freedom and healing release that I have included in the book, it runs for about 45 minutes. There is a link. If you have the Kindle version, you just click the link. If you have the paper copy of the book, the hard copy of the book, you just type it in. It'll take you right to the link. And as Madeline said, do it repeated times until you feel that those issues don't have a catch on you, a block on you, until you realize it's a non-issue. I'm comfortable with this. The fear has gone away. The stress has gone away. And those are signals of, you know, what you're holding inside you as well. You know, your fear, your stress, your anxiety. That anxiety is huge right now. I don't know another time in all of my life when anxiety in the public arena has been so high. And the public arena, that's a
they're calling Madeline already.
That's right. That's a collective. So that's a mirror image of what we're all putting out there. And so for all of us to put out good thoughts and easy thoughts and loving thoughts will really help to diminish that.
Yeah. And it's important to note that when you're in anger, which we see a lot of on social media, and you're judging other people, that you are pushing your money away. And there are a lot of different ways that you can push your money away energetically. And it's hard to connect those dots, you see, because you may not realize that because you put out some nasty post to somebody on social media, that you didn't get the size of a raise perhaps that you would have gotten, or you didn't get the discount you would have gotten for some product, or you didn't get a bonus that you would have gotten, or you didn't get a referral for a client, or you didn't get, you know, some help from somebody that you would have gotten. And it's not just money that brings you prosperity. It's all these different things, your health, your relationships, you know, being supportive, having positive interactions with other people, having work that you love to do, and so on and so forth, a good place to live. These are all part of your prosperity, all part of your blessings in your life. And when you're on the negative track of putting out negative energy to other people, You're pushing away anything positive that would naturally have come to you.
You know what, Madeline, let me ask you about this, because I want to just take this down to every level you just mentioned, because this is really at the core of money as an energy game. And this is one, I don't know, like maybe it's like one row of Monopoly, but it's it's part of the game, you know?
Yeah.
This shows up in so many ways. If we could just be aware of it,
right.
If we could just like take a look at what you're saying, read the book and be aware of it. I've run into this in my corporate career, the way I would look at a staff member And I got to tell you, I walked into our production room about 2 weeks ago. We have three new people. And I walked in there and I said to them, look, I'm going to change the way we give you feedback. And, you know, three new people, we have four producers now. They are new, but they are brilliant. They are learning a craft in the way we do it, that it would take years. I mean, it took years for Jessica to build this in this way. Mm-hmm. And here we are, and we're so proud of our producers, Malia, Jamie running this show. Benny's been with me forever.
Forever.
Jacob. And here we are. And holding the space for other people's brilliance, even if on paper, I learned this in my sales job, even if on paper, you don't see it. Because the worst thing, especially in sales, if you're in a sales environment, the worst thing to do is to look at the economy, is to run things through your mind, is, you know, and let's talk about that. Because if we're not holding each other in the energy of things, and Madeline, as you said, if we're trying to operate with anger at our baseline,
doesn't work.
Tell me where we go with that.
Down.
Holy, it's a spiral down all the time. So the only way out is to release it, let it go, and stop responding in that way. Just, you know, if you're having trouble with social media that way, then get off of it.
Yeah.
Stop agreeing with it.
Right. And it could be a neutral point, or you could respond with people, I can understand how you feel that way, and leave it at that, but don't contribute to it. Don't add to it.
I want to talk with you, Peg. Maybe, Peg, we're going to start off with you on this one. That'll give Madeline more time to think about the answer. I want to talk about what you just said. And I want to talk about the energy game of trust. The energy game of trust. Now, you didn't write that book. Maybe that's going to be your next book. Mm-hmm. Okay. Trust is an energy game, because the way you write about it in here, it should be. I want to hear from each of you.
Well, trust is knowing. It's a comfort zone. It's knowing that everything's going to be okay. It's knowing that, or recognizing what you don't know as well. And suspending disbelief. I think that's a great way to be in trust. Just suspend disbelief and be willing to be open and to explore what is there, what is coming. We don't have to know all the answers. We'll never have all the answers. But to stay in fear or stress or anxiety, we're always pushing beneficial life away from us and awesome things.
Yeah.
And so suspending all of that and just being open to, I wonder how this is going to turn out. I wonder what delightful thing is going to happen to me today.
Yeah.
I wonder how this will unfold. You know, just be open. And one of the things is, for me as a feng shui practitioner, is I get outside in nature every day. I have the benefit of living up in the New Hampshire White Mountains. I love it. And just paying attention to nature and looking at nature. You know, there's a lot of trust. You know, the trees go through their cycles every year. We're beginning to move into fall. I'm seeing the fall colors, you know, just slight hints of them and some of the leaves coming down. But then we'll have a brilliant foliage. Winter, the leaves will, you know, fall off all the trees. The trees will be there. But then by spring again, you know, these cycles happen. You know, life, you know, comes back. And it's not that life wasn't there in the winter. It's happening below the surface, underneath. Mm-hmm. And I have a saying that the work is always on oneself. So we can look at other people. And when you have a rub up against someone else, that really is, they're bumping something in you. But that something that's being bumped is coming up to be healed or to be cleared. And trust is huge. Just trust that it's all okay. So it's not about getting angry at that other person. because forgiveness is the way out. Forgiveness is huge. But you're really forgiving yourself. And that's where the healing comes from. It comes from the inside out. And the same thing with feng shui. You can either start on the outside, which is your space, and eventually you get to the inside, which is how I got to all of the healing work. Or you can start on the inside with yourself, and eventually you will be working with the outside in your space as well. So it's an inner and outer dance all the time. And trust is this knowing that we're all okay. Every one of us is okay. And to accept other people, you know, for who they are.
Yeah. And, you know, you may have to learn it in kind of the way we learned it. Madeline, I want to go to you because, you know, I think about our backgrounds. And actually, I'm going to be doing a show today where somebody actually wants me to talk about my early years. But I think about, you know, selling hot dogs from a hot dog cart when I was homeless. But I think about the fact that I was given that opportunity after somebody caught me digging out a hot dog in a dumpster in an alley in New York, and he was the owner of the hot dog company. But this is really important for those people that have been knocked down a few times. Having that element of trust
is
critical.
Well, one thing that I like to think about is that trust to me means that you know that the universe, God, goddess, whatever word you want to use, has your back. That really is the essence of trust, because if you don't trust that the universe has your back, then you're really saying that I have to do everything by myself. And I can't trust anyone else to really help me, you see. So it's really critical to believe that the universe really does have your back, that you have what I would call an unseen pocket of resources that are always there waiting for you anytime you need it. You just start thanking the universe, God, goddess, whatever you like, for having already provided whatever it is. And that's one of our workshopping tools in the book. And we've used that tool for years. It's never failed us. It always works. and it has a few specifics that you have to work with. But it's always worked. And the universe always delivers.
Yeah.
And even delivered me a house. Right? Delivered me a house. My husband, when he had cancer, delivered him $60,000 to cover his bills that the insurance wasn't paying, and so on. You know, delivered me a car, delivered my assistant a bunch of furniture, delivers clients to us every week, and so on and so forth. So there are a lot of different ways to work with trust. But if you're not in trust, you see, you don't have the assistance that you could have. And it's very hard to do it all by yourself. And in essence, you see, if you don't trust the universe or God, goddess, you don't have the true trust that of yourself even. You see, if you can't trust somebody else, you see, and it's only, I'm the only one who can do it, that sort of thing, then you're always going to run out of time, energy, and money.
Yeah,
there's just not enough hours in a day.
And also be open to the results showing up in a way that you don't expect. Things
exactly.
show up even better than you expect. So if you're exactly. looking for, say, an apple, and the apple is the only thing you'll accept, then you might miss this whole array of fruit, the whole fruit bowl, you know, that's showing up.
I want to talk about that too. And Peg, continue with this, because this is key what you just said. Be on the lookout for that or something better. I can't think of a single time where I thought I was going to get this and I got this and it wasn't better. But be on the lookout too, because sometimes if something shows up as if we didn't get it, you see what I'm saying? Look, I was rejected from 35 colleges for my doctorate. And wow. the one that I picked put me on a waiting list, and I almost blew that, right?
Oh, wow.
I know. Thank you, Linda.
But you didn't.
I almost blew. Well, actually, Linda's the one that sent the form back. But I almost missed it. And the reality was I wasn't really supposed to apply to the other 34 schools. But this is an element. Can you talk about the energy of awareness for people? Because sometimes the door will shut and we think that the door will shut and realize that that's one door in a giant mansion.
Absolutely.
And other doors are open.
Absolutely.
Okay. Go ahead.
So in terms of awareness, just be open to this unknowing that I don't know exactly how it's going to manifest. And what I'm thinking of is, prior to the pandemic, my daughter was between jobs. And so she was, applying. She was living in New York City at the time and looking for jobs. And one in the travel industry showed up that she was really, really interested in. And she had a great interview. And then nothing happened. And so the job that she ended up in, she ended up in a job with an organization doing social media. It turned out in retrospect, that was a much better job to have during the pandemic. She started in January of last year. Then because the travel industry was about to dry up. Yeah. So who would have known, say, in November of 2020, that it was all going to dry up? And so she has learned not to be disappointed, but just to say, okay, then I'm going to wait and see what else comes along, because a much better opportunity came along. And now, just in terms of trust, now she's actually on her way. Well, she will be in a couple of weeks. She's decided to go into grad school. So she's going to grad school abroad. She's going to grad school in Scotland. Wow. And in the UK, they just lifted the quarantine. She was prepared to go early. And guess what? There's no more quarantine anymore. So she can go a few days ahead, have some vacation, and then, start school. So she's off to new adventures. That's all in trusting.
Yeah.
And trusting that she would have enough funding, to cover it and to pay for it. It's all, just come together easily for her.
Yeah.
So this trust. So I like to start off with trust is, if you're not in trust, just suspend your disbelief. That's what I call come up to neutral. Just suspend that disbelief. Stop doing the things you're doing that are bringing you in deeper into fear, deeper into anxiety, deeper into anger. Anger sometimes it's because we know best, right? We know best and we're right. Well, let that go. Just be okay with not knowing and suspending that. And being open to delights and surprises and not knowing.
And like the little mini 2-year-old temper tantrum I had with my table tennis robot yesterday. It's a machine, Pat. thank you, Pat. Madeline, I know we have a few minutes left, literally 2 minutes.
Hey, can I just mention quickly here something to tack onto that?
Please.
Oftentimes something negative happens, but we call it negative. That's our interpretation. But oftentimes, if you lose a job or a relationship doesn't work out or something, you have to move for some reason, the universe is actually just trying to funnel you into a better situation, right?
Yeah.
But it's our interpretation that makes it negative. And if we would just turn that around and say, hey, the universe has a different plan in mind for me. I wonder what it is, and focus on that. And maybe it's your opportunity that you've been looking for to start your own business or whatever. But, or move into some a better location and so forth. And so that's part of the trust, too, is that if you have a negative experience or what you call a negative experience, it's still positive. The universe is still trying to help you.
I used to have a friend that say to me, all paths lead to home. And I used to look at them like, I think you've lost your mind.
You understand it.
Now I look back at that mentor and I know he's energetically floating around in the ether saying, I told you so. I told you so. Thank you both. Again,
thank you.
How do we find out about you? And I hope you will come back.
For sure we'll come back. Just
absolutely.
Just invite us. We'll be delighted.
So go to www.moneyisanenergygame.com. Just the name of the book, moneyisanenergygame.com. And our bios are out there on the author's page.
Good.
And
And how to contact you.
Our websites are on the author pages too, our personal websites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a time where I say to people, and myself included, I'm serious about getting on your calendars, because if we were all meant to do things by ourselves, we'd have been given our own planets.
Right. That's not it. Be on an island by yourself.
It's more fun with other people.
It's more fun. And we need to have a new insight into the narrative of prosperity.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.